The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Blessed are you who participate in the annual Catholic Appeal. That's rather cheap. But this is Commitment Sunday, Commitment Saturday night, when we as a parish decide how we are going to be a part of this year's annual appeal. We're going to take a few minutes to fill out our pledge cards. We've been listening to the annual appeal, about the annual appeal for the last few weeks, so now is the opportunity. The pledge cards are in the pews, and they're rather easy. Information on the left-hand side or right-hand side, this side. Name, address, all that. Your parish is? Excellent. And your decision, how to participate. Every one of us is unique, but I encourage everybody to be a part of the annual appeal in one way or another. Now, tonight, I'm going to fill this one out for my dog. And by the way, last week, she got a thank you from the bishop for participating last year. But I'm going to give you all a few minutes, and we're going to fill them out. At the end of Mass, as you leave, you can drop them off in the collection boxes. All set? Well, I'll give you a few more minutes. You can fill in the rest during the homily. You know, there is a lot of woeing and a lot of blessing going on in the readings today. Woe to you rich. Woe to you who are satisfied. In other words, woe. Be careful. Be careful, you that think that you've got it all together, who don't need anyone or anything, who can do it all by yourselves, who have no need for mercy or forgiveness, who have no need for God. Be careful, because that is all you'll have. But blessed are you who are poor, hungry, struggling, belittled. Blessed are you who are broken and are in need of fixing. Blessed are you who are lost and searching for direction. Blessed are you who are restless, and know that rest will never come until it's in the Father's embrace. Blessed are you who yearn for the healing touch of the Savior. And what is it to bless? The word comes from the Latin, benedicere. You may recognize the English word benediction. It means to speak well of, to praise, and to honor. And so to give a benediction is to speak well of something, to pronounce it good. God blessed creation and pronounced it good. To bless is to praise and honor. To be blessed is to be found worthy of being loved, of being cherished, of being wanted. Could you use a blessing today? Could you use a word of encouragement? Could you use the healing touch of our Savior? Are you yearning for a healing hug, the Father's embrace? Well, if so, you are among the poor and the downcast, and your blessing awaits you.